like the entire corpse sitting there, that's one thing. Because then, you know, it's the dead guy. You find dead guys everywhere. You know, dead bodies just sure to show up in Southeast Portland. That's what they do. You just find hair. Then you start thinking about when was the... You start thinking about hair, and then you start thinking about that guy that was living underneath that chick's bed for 2 days or whatever. We heard about it yesterday. And then, you know, there's a voodoo doll that's been made somewhere. There's something that's been made of somebody else's skin. You start wondering whether... Hair and a hat?
No, socks.
Well, see, that's just weird, though. Why would it just be hair and socks?
It doesn't say how much hair. Were they Argyle socks? Socks?
Just the foot hair. So there you go. So they... Sort of like a catch and release. I guess you'll find somebody and you keep the parts you wanted.
So, throw that hair back in there.
That hair's not grown enough
Popeye.
Yet. Toss it back. You take what you want, you leave the hair and the socks behind. Okay, there you go.
A truck full of animal parts. Locked its load on the I-5 in Tacoma, where nobody would notice anyway. It was heading northbound. Apparently, police were getting reports of animal parts on the roadway. The semi stopped just north of exit 56. Lane 3 and 4 were closed for 1.5 hours while transportation department crews cleaned up the mess. I'm sure they had plenty of stories when they got home. By the way, if they catch you did it, it's a $194 fine.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Let me see this. Right here, the Dateline Tacoma, Washington. Mm-hmm. A truck full of it's unpleasant on so many levels.
It is, yeah.
A truck full of animal parts lost part of its load. Thursday, on Interstate 5, and here, I mean, Tacoma has such a bad funk coming up all the time anyway. What's one more bad stink on the pile, you know what I mean? It was northbound when it lost part of its load of animal parts. I don't understand, and realize, even as I ask this question, I don't really want to know the answer to it, but it is one of those things that I wonder about. When you hear about a rendering plant, and you hear about animal parts... And, I mean, all I think of is hooves, and I think that's just because I spend a lot of time in Utah, so you hear a lot of Jell-O jokes there. But, I mean, I mean, is it just like a truck full of snouts? I mean, I just don't an $194 citation. Imagine that you're some guy, you're working for the city, you think you're a state employee, you think you're going to be taken care of, you're going to be able to feed your family, you got benefits, your whole life is turned around. And, of course, and did you ever notice this, too? That no truck headed for a rendering plant ever... Like, when did you ever hear truck headed for a rendering plant arrive safely today? There were no incidents. It's always when it runs into a busload full of penguins or something and everything goes awry.
Well, we take animal rendering for granted, I guess.
There's some joke there about render it pointless or render it useless. Pleased to be noticing also that you never hear about animal rendering truck disasters happening in, like, December. I don't know. It's always... What is this? The second day of summer? There you go. And by the way...
Oh, it's going to be in the 90s this weekend. It's going to be hot where you are.
It'll be nice and cool in the suburbs, as it always is.
Not where I lived.
No, you're in Tannersbourne. That's just under some sort of... Yes, part of the deal in the suburbs, don't you all pay in for some sort of protective bubble that keeps it 78 degrees and balmy?
No, you're thinking of Santa Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, actually, it's always 10 degrees hotter where I live. That's why I have central air.
Okay. Well, my point is, neither of us, no matter how bad they may be going, no matter how producerless and rudderless we may be at the moment, we are not out there cleaning up pig snouts on a weekend when it's going to be, because it's only going to be 88 today. Yeah, that rendering truck dumps a load again tomorrow. It's going to be 90, and then on Sunday it's going to be 100. So, good times are ahead for everybody, my friend. I don't even know if I want to take any of these calls. Do I even know how to turn the phone on? Oh, wait, here we go. Over here. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson radio program. It's Friday. Thank you for coming by. By the way, coming up later on, we got CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy who's going to be joining us. Also, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. And then we have a major announcement coming up next hour on the Rick Emerson radio program. In the meantime, if you see Sarah X. Dillon anywhere, you just scrub her off and send her this way, won't you please? Put her in some sort of...
She may have lost her bearings.
It's true. She may be ever so slightly disoriented. Hey, Scotty, should I be taking these calls? Thank God Scotty J is here. That's all I have to say today. All right, there you go. We'll take this. We're also going to be talking with Stephanie Miller, who starts mornings on this radio station, Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. All right, let's see. We're just going to take these in the order they came in. David.
Rick.
David.
You have a drum roll.
Don't ask for anything special today. Can I wait till Monday?
No, I was going to say, can you just sort of make it in your head?
There's not there.
No, wait, hold on. I think I actually do. If I lean across the counter here.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm going to have to stretch to reach it. Wait, don't go anywhere. Stay there.
I'm here for you, Rick.
No, okay, that you can't imagine how good that makes me feel. All right, and...
The pot wasn't up.
I've got to turn it up. I have no idea where anything is. Oh, wait, here we go. Hold on. Wait, no. I've got it.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
No, clearly that's not... Wait, just shut your hole. Hold on. There we go. All right. There you go. Radio broadcasting at its finest. Yeah, what is your guess, sir?
My guess is the free play radio, as advertised by Art Belfort incessantly for the last 25 years.
Oh, the free play radio from C. Crane?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fine radio. Man,
I got one at home.
Really? You know, our good friend Trey Yant, who used to sell for KFTK, and then he was the general sales manager for when we were owned by Fisher. And then now, I don't have to say this, not a secret, he's selling for the WB now. Over there, making that dollar, as the kids say. We used to run Art Bell years ago. We ran something. Anyway, but so somebody gave him... this radio was fantastic, by the way. It is one of those truly inspired inventions. It's a radio that has a hand crank on it.
Yeah.
And so you can just use it whenever. Like, it doesn't take any batteries, doesn't take anything. Which is great because even I am not given to paranoid fantasies nor delusions, but even I started imagining the situations in which I might be able to use such a radio. And so Art Bell would come in and go, I have the... And of course, Art Bell's audience, they loved that radio because, to those people, it's like you're always just one day away from having to live in a cave and eating like a relative. You know what I mean? Because all the power has gone off, and you're waiting for Snake Plissken to fight off our evil imperial overlords. This is, by the way, a long way of saying that this is your guess. Your guess that it is the free play radio. Now, you do understand, by the way, that if you are incorrect, I have to punish you with the Connie Chung noise. You do know this, right? All right, now the question, it's too late to go back. Don't try to weasel out of it.
Okay,
the question is, how sure are you, on the classic 1 to 10 scale, that this is the noise?
I am sure... By a scale of 1 to 10, I'm sure, a number 10. Last night, I was listening to Phil Hendry.
Thank you.
Yes, all right, there you go. I'm sorry. Continue your story, loser.
No.
No, no. You're really wrong. You're unbelievably wrong.
No.
Your new name is David Wrongette. No, what you were listening to? You were listening to Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, and he does that skit with Art Bell all the time.
Oh, yeah. He does a fantastic Art Bell. No, he does a fantastic Art Bell.
When the apocalypse comes, ladies and gentlemen, you'll need the free play radio.
From C. Crane. I can't really do impressions, because I can't do voices like a lot of guys, certainly not like Phil Hendry. All I can really do are mannerisms, and so I can kind of do the... Because with Art Bell, it's all about the... it's like he's having some sort of unpleasant movement while he's speaking to you. Yeah, that's it. It's like the only voice, and I'm not going to do it now, but the only voice that I can do, as we all know, is Tom Anderson from Beavis and Butthead. But that, like, no one even cares about that voice anymore. We're so far beyond anybody really caring, you know what I mean? So.
I just want to apologize to Portland for having to put you through another kind of chunk.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, David. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. You have a great day. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, well, we got CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy coming up. Also on the way today, Jim Roop. We have a big announcement coming up in the second hour of the radio program today. You don't want to be... And I will play... I don't think I can play it beforehand. But I believe either after we make the huge announcement, which is coming next hour, or... immediately preceding the announcement, meaning by which point it doesn't matter anymore if we give it away, I will play you the sound last night of our good friends Court and Fatboy on KUFO attempting to weasel the announcement out of me. They sort of called me live on the air and trying to jerk the response right out of me. So we'll get to that. What else? And we'll have Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. And if you see Sarah X. Dillon wandering the streets or perhaps sleeping it off somewhere in a park bench, it is fine. And you put her into a cab. We'll take care of you. And thank you, sir. All right, don't go anywhere. We will continue after this. The Rick Emerson Show will continue. It's 503 733 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's see if I can hit the post here. This is the true test of talent, if I can hit the post here on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Don't you go anywhere. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's how I roll. Back after this.
Emerson Show.
All right, here we go.
On AM 970.
What's up?
Solid State Radio.
You get to revamp your summer wardrobe for a song.
That's weird.
For a song. Anyway, Kohl's is having a half-price sale. This Friday and Saturday, save 50% throughout the store. Like family shorts and real cute capris for half off. Leave the calculator at home. The math's easy.
Kohl's half-price sale. This Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Kohl's. Expect great things.
When other ways of getting to sleep don't work, there's something you should know. Tylenol PM relieves pain and sleeplessness with the pure pain relief of Tylenol and a sleep aid that's safe and non-habit forming when used as directed. So it will help when other ways can't. Stop. Think. Tylenol PM.
The secret is out. The best prices and best service are at Rose City Chevrolet. To prove it, they've created the 7-day exchange guarantee. Stop hunting around for a good price on a new Chevy. Shop with the helpful staff at Rose City Chevrolet in the heart of St. John. And buy at the lowest prices in town with the security of the 7-day exchange guarantee. You'll find a new 2006 Chevrolet Avail. Model number 1TD48 starting as low as $7,988 after $500 factory rebate. Check out the new 2006 Chevrolet Colorado. Stock number 604-439 starting as low as $11,988 after $250 factory rebate and with a $1,000 down payment assistance. And with Rose City Chevrolet's 7-day exchange guarantee, they'll exchange that new Colorado for any reason. Want a different color? They'll do it. A Suburban? They'll do it. Any reason, any vehicle within 7 days, they'll do it. Rose City Chevrolet in St. John's. Minutes from Portland or Vancouver. Come in today or check out the complete inventory online at rosecitychevrolet.com. And don't forget to ask about the 7-day exchange guarantee. Rose City Chevrolet. Stop, shop, buy.
Come to Sunset Strip.
Hey, this is Marconi down at the Sunset Strip. Let's check in now with Lexi in the dressing room.
Thanks, Marconi. I'm back here in the dressing room, and there's no one here to talk to me. They must be out shaking on one of the two stages, the VIP lounge or the champagne room.
Lexi, there are plenty of ladies out here. I'm with the Sunset Strip head DJ. Hey, you look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?
No, I've never seen you before in my life. Get away from me.
But I just wanted to just ask you a question.
There's only room in this DJ booth for one fatty. Now move on.
Security?
So I'm going to have to ask you to leave, please.
Take a trip. To the Sunset Strip.
Come see Portland's hottest dancers and meet Tiny.
When you're in Salem, visit the Sunset Strip Sister Club, the famous Firehouse Cabaret. Come see Salem's hottest dancers and friendliest bar staff. Located just off I-5 at 5782 Portland Road Northeast.
And join us every Saturday at 2 p.m. for the free Texas Hold'em Tournament.
Lexi.
Come see me shaking along with Portland's hottest dancers. Take the Cedar Hills exit off Highway 217 or exit 69B off Highway 26. Call for directions at 503-297-8466. Take a trip to the Sunset Strip.
You already know that Star builds cruisers motorcycles to take customization to a whole new level, but we'll bet you didn't know that right now you can make a head-turning V-Star your own for as little as $69 a month at Cycle Sports of Salem. Walk in and ride out on a long and low V-Star custom. The V-Star Silverado, complete with saddlebags and windshield, or any one of the other famous V-Stars. They shake up the status quo and say loud and clear that you live life by your own rules. The first rule, I want a new Star. So get down to Cycle Sports of Salem today and ride home in the saddle of a V-Star cruiser for as little as $69 a month. Hurry, you've got to make one your own soon to take advantage of this great offer. Star Motorcycles, they build it, you make it your own. Become a part of the Star community June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Cycle Sports of Salem Starbecue. Cycle Sports is located on Portland Road just east of I-5. Don't miss this event.
On the Yamaha card, subject to credit approval, through 83106 on selecting 2006 or new prior year Star Motorcycles. $69 monthly payment and 8.9% APR for 24 months. For amount financed to pay $500. If account kept current, thereafter after standard rate of up to 22.99% APR. Default rate 24.99%. Minimum finance charge $1.
It's the Movie Phone Minute from MoviePhone.com.
So, what do you want to see this weekend? A comedy? We can help. Okay. Granny Madea is back, all 6'5" of her in Madea's family reunion. She's played in drag by writer-director Tyler Perry, who...